Talking sport on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and it's time to talk about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby Jonathan Weeks. How are you, Weeksy?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our fine listeners on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Mates, a classic matchup in Central North Rugby Union. The Gunnedah Red Devils getting away with it on the bell, was it?
Yeah, of course they move on to 60 points, and by for and against, they should hopefully get their way through. But of course, the table at the moment, Gunnedah's on 70, the Sandhurst Narrabri Blue Bulls on 65, Pirates on 55, Walker on 55, Inverell on 50, Moree on 47, Corindai on 44, Skane on 33, and Barabra on 11. Yeah, one game this weekend, of course, because everything else has been cancelled because of COVID. This round 17, should be played next weekend, depending on what's happened.
Yeah.
We know Tamworth has just gone into lockdown when it comes to playing. Now, all details when it comes to this, I've been informed by the Zone at this very, very moment, can be found out on cnru.com.au and also, of course, the Central North Rugby Union Facebook page. Now, the draw at the moment has the McGregor Goulet Moree Wee Bulla Bulls taking on the Lorenz Gunnedah Red Devils. That's up in Moree. We've got the crew there from the Sandhurst Narrabri Blue Bulls taking on the Barabra Rams, so that'll be at Narrabri. And depending on what happens, the Belmont Hotel Scum Brumbies could be at home for the Corindai Lions, and Inverell, of course, will not be playing against Pirates because of the COVID issues. So
yep.
Go through cnru.com.au and also Central North Rugby Union when it comes to the Facebook page, and they'll sort it all out extensively. What they're going to do with all of this is pause the competition,
yep,
keep moving it forward until we get it played. So we could have a grand final at the very latest on September the 25th, according to this information I have in front of me.
And I'm expecting probably much the same for Newcastle Hunter that was suspended last weekend. And, well, we're just keeping our fingers crossed to find out where we move to for this weekend.
Yeah, look, if the games are played, because, of course, the barriers do come up on Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock, has Mary the Carlton up against Nelson Bay, Uni up against Maitland, the Hamilton Hawks take on the Singo Bulls, and also Wanderers take on Southern Beaches. And the ladies at 4:30 there, of course, Madawi take on Mary the Carlton. Tars take on the crew there from Hamilton as well. So it's just one of those things moving forward with 3-17 in the divisional as well. Griffins take on the crew there from Singleton Army. Cessnock take on the Brook. Mary the Carlton take on the crew there from the Reds. And Cooks Hill take on the Tars. But once again, you've got to go through the Facebook page Hunter Rugby or hunterrugby.com.au to find out more, and you'll be well looked after when it comes to that. And we've just got to grind our way through this. Again, looks like it might be pushed forward a couple of weeks as well.
At the top level, last weekend we had the first game in the Bledisloe series with four tries each. Unfortunately, Richie Mo'unga's boot being the difference between the two sides. Australia showed something, didn't they?
Well, they left it very, very late, and they had opportunities at the start of the game. You don't concede three line-out throws in the first 10 minutes of the game when you've got domination of actual field position. You don't hand over a soft scrum as far as a tight, you know, a penalty right in the middle of the second half. And other bits and pieces are really obnoxious. It's a game that's got away for the Wallabies, but the All Blacks, you know, will be better for the run, but so will the Wallabies. So we look forward to seeing how the Cavalry Wallabies go, of course, on Saturday night, 4:30, 9 GM. And should be a fantastic test match in Auckland. Then we move over to Optus Stadium in a fortnight's time. You can find out more through rugby.com.au. A couple of other issues, of course, the Springboks found their way through to win the series against the British and Irish Lions, 19-16 in an absolutely epic game. We have two more test matches to kick things off in the eToro series when it comes to the rugby championships. Los Pumas will be in Port Elizabeth. Now, it does have a new name now. I can't possibly say it's in Hosa, so we'll try and be respectful and get the right saying of what Port Elizabeth is next week. But back-to-back weeks, the Springboks will take on the crew there from Los Pumas, and that will be on stand on Sunday morning. So we're getting our teeth into the eToro Rugby Championship, and going to be really interesting there to see how it goes. Look after each other, be kind to each other, and we'll see how we can through this, and hopefully we can get more fun on Saturday afternoon. See what's going on as we get stuck into the test matches for the weekend as well.
A nice way to finish up. Good on you, Weeksy. We will catch you on Saturday. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Peter.